Click. Hey, somebody brought me 2 Wing Donatello parts.
Ooh.
Really?
Which one? Which parts? Do you know?
I don't know.
We might have to talk after this podcast.
we don't
sell parts. We don't trade parts. If you friends don't let friends have.
I don't know if you've watched enough of this show, but
friends don't give friends parts.
I don't sell parts.
Yeah, but friends don't let friends have cool toys that aren't complete.
Oh, so you have it incomplete?
I have a beater figure with no accessories.
I have an incomplete Scratch. Do you got any parts?
No.
Yeah, you do.
No, maybe.
See?
So
hold note.
So how about we trade? I have
Kate gun.
I have a Scratch. You have 2 parts. You have a Wing Donatello. I have 2 parts.
I'll trade you a wing. Or
so then there we go. All That's right. what friends do. They okay. help each other out.
You can have the cake gun.
I want the fish.
I don't have the fish.
It doesn't matter. I have nothing.
The money bag, right?
Yeah.
I have nothing. I think we because I think we have to introduce.
Hi, Justin.
Justin is new in the podcast.
Long time caller.
Justin does a lot of behind the scenes stuff, so you may not see him on a lot of our YouTube episodes, even though you did see him on 1 or 2.
1 or 2 with David.
Yeah, B-team.
Yeah.
That was the episode where they were claiming to be the B-team.
Yeah.
And the sales were really strong.
And that episode did really well.
The episode did well. Sales did well.
You know what's interesting is I took my daughter to Florida probably 2 weeks after that episode aired. Not after it was shot, but after it was aired.
I know where this is going.
So we did this tour of the Disney parks. We want to see if we could get every park in one day with the hoppers and the passes and all that, but hit like the 2 or 3 best rides. So we're third park in, we're at Animal Kingdom, and we're leaving the park getting ready to go to Hollywood Studios. And the kid...
Formerly MGM Studios.
Formerly MGM. If you're from Florida, it's always MGM Studios.
Right.
But the kid in that episode, the episode... That aired.
I sold my kids' toys to go on vacation.
Well, they're walking in the park. We're walking out. I was like, "Hey, man, how's it going?" And he looked at me, and then he realized as we were walking away who I was.
Yeah.
And then I think he was like, "Dad, they know us from YouTube." And it's like, "No, man, I took your toys. I helped you get here." So it was pretty cool.
But I mean, if you message, Retro or anything,
if you talk to Retro, you're actually talking to me.
You're talking to Justin, and graphics and. Announcements and guest announcements and need and help at the store, need help at a show since the old store. So he's been around helping the Toy Federation dream.
Yeah, it's been really cool.
Help me buy this building.
It's been cool over the last year and a half, really seeing how the YouTube and everything's picked up because I kind of had to step back from being day to day in the store with my new job and everything. And just watching how you and the guys and everybody is just blowing up and taking that step back. You know, you guys see it every day. And it's like, hey, this is, you know, we got this figure. And you come in 2-3 weeks at a time. It's like, wow, look what's going on.
I just still remember when I went through all the hurdles to, I don't know if we were at Toylana. I think it was Toylana. And I was panicking over how am I going to afford this building. And I had to write like a thesis for the different. I had multiple lenders, and
we were going back and forth and talking about.
And then
that
you brought the computer there, and I had.
And we were writing it up in the hotel room,
and I was like, "This is so much."
See, but you
financial burden and responsibility, and
you wanted to say another word.
I remember way back when, like when you do the old shows, we had a green caravan. Like the headliner was falling. You've had that van forever.
Oh, my Dodge Grand Caravan.
You know, we take it to
I
Tampa.
I that till the piston
we're
blew.
Praying that it makes it back from Tampa. But in the old store, you would close the middle of the day to go get your kids and bring them back.
Oh, yeah.
And
that, no.
I mean, Toy Federation, it's come a long way.
It's when you want to start your own business, be prepared to work 1 million hours and give everything you have.
And then some.
And to the point to where... Even you might question, are you making the right decision? But perseverance.
What does your dad always say? Load the cart.
Oh, yeah. Load the cart and
figure out how to pull it later.
Figure out how to pull it later. It's better to have a loaded cart as opposed to an empty cart. And you're, you know, it's just But then he also said even a blind squirrel gets a nut every now and then.
Yeah, yeah, your dad's full of random pearls.
One-liners.
Yeah. Now, I've known Andy longer than you, actually.
Yeah, because Justin used to come into the old shop, and the very first time, he's like, he has a flag.
Remember the parts when we were going to set up the coffee table?
If I'm interested in a flag.
The flag that got traded.
Oh, like,
and then
gosh.
The amount of times I hear somebody come into the shop who has some rare thing to then never see them again. So I don't get overly excited because until it happens.
It's not happening.
It's nothing.
Right.
And there just could be, you know, somebody bloviating.
I think parts of that flag are behind your desk in,
probably
in office number one.
Office number one. Yeah, and then it, like 6 months later, he'd come in. I was like, "Didn't you have a flag or something you're supposed to be bringing?" "Oh yeah, yeah. You still are still interested in that?" And then I was like, "Well, I'm interested in website."
Hey, and can you build a website?
That was the year I was starting Retro Toy Con. So then that's how that whole relationship really went to the next level. But you guys knew each other prior to customs or what?
Yeah, so we, the shed.
Dude, well, not only that, but like we met across the street before.
Your toy store, yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, there's the guy, there was a
guy that had a toy store before yours across the street.
Same shop.
So on a side note, there was a guy, unbeknownst to me, that had a toy store in my exact spot that I rented, but maybe a year to a year and a half prior to me. Because there was something else in that spot that wasn't a toy store when I took it over. So it was, and he hadn't shut down his business or notified Yellow Pages, because that's still a thing, and Bing or Google. And so when I contacted those places, they already had a toy store in that spot. And I was like, I'm in that spot. Yeah. They do not exist. So you need to make me in that spot and like close them.
Right.
And if they come by, it's just another toy store.
So if it wasn't for me, it would still say they were in that spot. Yeah. I forget what they were called.
I can't even remember.
I think I remember, but I don't want to be wrong.
So you guys met
Timeless Toys.
I think that's right.
Yeah. Timeless Toys and Collectibles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I was in there one day. You were in there one day. We got to talking.
Ended up going to flea markets.
Yeah.
Every Walmart clearance, TJ Maxx from this side.
Yeah, I mean, every flea market, every yard sale, everything.
That's when the 25th was hitting TJ Maxx real hard, and we were getting the figures real cheap and then breaking them down. And
custom.
I remember getting them at this Big Lots right here. They had the Matt Tracker, the Zartan.
Yeah. But we, whatever, over a period of time, we ended up doing customs out of the back of that shop.
Like, when you bought this store, the first time I'd ever gone in the back, there was markings on the wall where Andy and I had marked over near the sink.
That back room was really small.
Yeah.
Oh, it was terrible. Now, imagine two guys, mine and Andy's size.
At one table.
At a table half this size, trying to do customs.
And didn't you, like, sell them and then he didn't pay you or something?
We won't get into all that, but there may be some figures that were lost in the mix somewhere. But then we moved out of there and moved into a shed behind my first house and cut a hole in it and put an air conditioner in and
ran a power line.
Ran power lines. We'd connect power from the house and run an extension cord all the way out to the backyard. It was so janky.
You guys are fancy.
Yeah. But Trevette came out of that. Walker Texas Ranger custom. That was a good one.
He was called Trevette?
Walker Texas Ranger. His partner.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Trevette.
I love Chuck Norris. I haven't seen any Walker, Texas Ranger.
Really?
No, I've seen his movies.
Wow.
Have you guys seen any of the new? Who's the guy from Supernatural? Did the new Walker show?
Oh.
I haven't watched any of them.
My wife watches it. She
I
loves
it.
It
got canceled.
So there's a new Texas Ranger?
Yeah, it
but
came
it's
out.
It's not
it did
like,
get canceled.
It did get canceled?
It's not like.
Is Chuck Norris in it?
No. It's not like.
Not even a cameo?
No. It's not like Walker, Texas Ranger. It's like Walker.
I mean, it's not even like Knight Rider 2000 where Hasselhoff showed up at the end of the first episode. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm your dad.
It's not like.
It's not like good.
They had a spinoff where it's his mom in like the early. Or his grandmother in like the early 1900s basically doing the same thing.
Interesting.
Meh.
Interesting. I'll pass.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris for the win.
But yeah, so that's how we all kind of met each other.
Yeah.
It just turned into this.
Yeah. And then obviously I met Ryan through you.
Yeah.
Because I remember you called me, hey, there's a new toy store in the old spot where we used to be.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. I mean, I went in, bought some stuff. And then when the building moved over here, it was like, I mean, I can do Joe's. And I think the first.
Well, and we, in the old store, I keep saying we've only done it maybe twice here. So, and been here like
the meetups.
So we started.
Yeah.
And when I had the warehouse in Florida, when I was the online Toy Federation, there was some of the local G.I. Joe guys. They had a local club where they met up once a month.
Yep.
And they started shopping. You know, they found out that I had a warehouse and it was local. And then I was like, yeah, you can come to the warehouse and shop. Like, I didn't care.
Right.
And so then I had these local guys, and they would tell another guy and another guy. And they invited me to one of their Joe Club meetings. So then I went to their, you know, and hung out with them. And then it was always a member alternated to host the club at their house. And then sometimes the wives or... It was always inconvenient to get the next meetup because it just didn't work out with the wife or
right. Something's going
company
on.
Coming kids, over, kids or house sports, is dirty. Right. Or, so it would usually be the same guy hosting it. It was getting a little old. And so somebody said, would you mind hosting them? And I was like, yeah, I don't mind. Sure. So then I ordered all the food because I was like, I was just going to be a good host.
Right.
And I'd order like a couple pizzas and a sub or wings. And they, I didn't have any chairs or anything. So they would bring, you know, their folding chairs and, you know, it was a big bay door. We'd open it up because it was just a long warehouse. And they would all just sit out and talk and share their customs or, and then they would end up spending about $1,000. So it's like, this is great.
Right. Yeah.
So I'll order another $100 worth of pizzas.
And we've only done that once in your new spot, and that was right before COVID.
So when I moved here,
I mean, I remember like one or two out there.
Right? I'm thinking there was two out here because one you had the like sauteed.
You had
chicken
the sauteed
breast.
Chicken in the bag that everybody was like dying for. Yeah.
So I start the meeting here, in the old store, and we called it the G.I. Joe Club / Retro Rewind.
That's right.
And then Matt made shirts different.
I think we still have that page hidden.
Oh, geez.
That group hidden.
Oh, I didn't hide it. It's probably still there, but it's a private group.
Right, but I haven't seen that years.
Well, nobody posts anymore.
Yeah,
I might need to bring that back.
And then Cossum would come with his Joes and the case.
Case, yeah.
People would trade. It was great, but then it kind of phased away. And then in the new store, we did a couple of them. And then it just stopped. But I mean,
busy.
And then it was like, well, nobody can get together. And I was like, well, you don't have to. I'm always here.
Right.
So I'll
bring
still
the party here.
I'll still do the food. So like I brought the meat. Everybody else brought everything else.
Yep.
Like burgers and dogs. So we got to do that again.
Kind of still happens, though, because when you have a celebrity in the store, you know.
Yeah, that's
there's
true.
There's food. Everybody's hanging out. But, you know.
Oh, and I want to start doing parking lot sales.
See, I think that would be awesome.
At least quarterly.
Just like let people come, or how what is your vision for that?
So the whole parking lot, or at least let's just say the front of the store.
Right.
So you could still park along the side. I figure you can get 10, 20, easy, 30 people.
Yeah.
BYOT, bring your own table.
There it is.
And then just. Do like
or you could just sell toys on the ground like we do trades.
I was gonna say it's like I have to, like if I'm working, I don't know. It's weird because I never sit.
Right.
Except for podcasts.
You know, when I would do trades in the store when I was here more often, you'd always look at me weird because I do them on top of the comics.
Well, there's times where I've done them over there, but you know, let's just say there's stuff here and it's just a little basket or something.
Right.
Then it's just blah, blah, blah.
I'd take the piles over there and start making piles.
Yeah.
But then you end up losing like gun to somebody down in the comic boxes.
Oh, yeah.
I can't tell you how many times when Travis is, he'll work over there. And let's say I'll push the comics forward and look down because it'd be dust or dirt. And I was like, oh, there's a Hot Toys peg.
It's probably where Scratch's accessories are at.
Yeah.
It's a catch-all. A
lot of comments. about not wanting you to do the trades on the top of the comics either.
Yeah.
For fear of bending them up.
Yeah.
But, well, I mean, they're in their thing. You can't.
They're in bags and boards.
And Justin's not here as much anymore, so you're safe.
We do not have any rare comics over there.
No, definitely not.
Now, on the case, on the other side, there's some. Yeah.
Ten comics?
It's not a comic store.
Yeah. We're not a comic store.
We have some comics. Now, I made some really rare comics that I've...
Those are cool. The Darksaber. I mean, how could you have known then?
Intuition.
Toy Man.
Jim with Cold Sliver. Slither.
I created that, so that was my... That was just
Baroness hugging Piper's.
I created that.
Man, that's probably my favorite one.
That is pretty cool.
But that's, Piper was such that was a cool just guy. My brain. I had a really killer Turtle and Ghostbusters cover. They couldn't get it done in time, and it was going to be fantastic because all the Turtles and the Ghostbusters gear.
Of course, it would have been great because
I'm not even going to reveal the full color cover because. But still, I mean, I had a cover Dave Dorman was going to do that. I talked to Kevin Eastman when it was going to be $500 to do a cover, like. But this is a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't done those books in 10 plus years.
Yeah,
I should do another cover.
Shows or take them with you.
Do it for retro.
See, the problem is pick a title you want to do an exclusive with. And it's not a problem. You buy the entire run. Right. So then you have thousands of a comic. But if, let's just say you want to do a G.I. Joe book and your show is on this particular day, if you do not. If it doesn't coincide with the release date to get it by this time to have it for this show, then there's no point.
Right.
And you don't want to get it too far in advance because it's almost like you want the most current issue released at the time
frame. Hit that sweet spot. That makes sense.
And then I know with Marvel you had to do way too many. Yeah. Like Tony did one with Marvel. And it, you know, it was
your typical run on your other books were what, about 2,000?
IDW was 1,200. I'm sure it's probably changed now. Then it was 1,200. With Dark Horse, I think it was 2,000. No, 1,500. It was 1,500.
That's not a very big run.
I think Marvel, you had to buy 3,000.
That's a few.
Yeah.
And even if they're just say, let's just say they're $2 a piece, well, then that's a $6,000 investment.
Right.
Not every one of them is a Darksaber.
And not everyone's Cold Slither with Jem and the Holograms.
Yeah.
Or Baroness and Piper.
And Baroness and Piper.
Yeah, those are cool.
And then, I could have, like, I just, you know, if I had known Travis at the time, I would have commissioned him to do the comic. I didn't. But I did find more of the Baroness. There's a guy that I owed one to that from Joe Fest that I'm shipping out today. And I did find like three more.
You know, when we went to Augusta a few weeks ago and I had to leave early, you were talking about then the Jim and Colt Slither cover.
Right.
A couple of days ago, I went and looked because, you know, I had mine signed by Samantha a couple years ago and pulled it out. Piece of tape caught it.
Tore it?
Ripped the back. Oh, I was so upset.
Oh, jeez.
You know, it is what it is, but yeah, I ruined it. I'm not a comic guy. I don't know how to handle books.
That's why you don't use tape. You use the resealable bags.
I see. People don't know that.
Yeah, well, they're more expensive, but I...
So, so I have to ask you, because with everything that's come in the store in the last year and a half, what is now your still, or what's your favorite piece in your personal collection?
I don't think it'll ever change. It's the Star Wars Early Birds.
At some point, there's going to be something. If there was ever that one thing that might compete with that, what would it be?
Sears Missile Command.
Sears Missile Command. Sealed?
I don't have it.
Don't have it?
Oh, it's sealed? Yeah, forget it.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I have it loose. I want the box.
Isn't that cardboard?
It's cardboard.
It's cardboard. Yeah.
He only likes paper. He doesn't actually like toys.
Yeah. It's paper.
Well, you get
paper.
To where you collect, like, Andy, you're, what, a huge G.I. Joe guy.
Right.
You know, you love Star Wars and all the weird. You get to the place in your lines where the tchotchke and the weird and the paperwork, that becomes cooler than the actual toy.
I still remember, well, I got a lot of toys now.
Well, yeah.
No.
So it's... And I get totally what you're saying, how I like weird and obscure things because the other things become a little bit more common to me.
Right.
But the early bird, before I had all the anything crazy, I had a very tiny collection struggling to, that always fascinated me.
Just,
it's always been your grail.
Like it didn't take me having every Star Wars figure and all kinds of other miscellaneous cool things to then say, that's cardboard and I just really want that because that's obscure and it's odd. Like, I was just fascinated with that when I had 5% of the collection. I don't know.
So did you have the early bird as a kid?
No.
Oh, that's surprising.
I didn't know about it as a kid.
What year did that come out?
77. Christmas. There's even like a display for it with like a backdrop, and then all the early birds slid in it. That's rare. Hmm. Like, I just was fascinated with it. I don't know. And then the Sears Missile Command. I don't know.
What about you? What's your grail?
In my collection?
Yeah. Or in general.
I'd say for the longest time, like, Night Force was unattainable for me. So now I'm down to needing like 3 Night Force figures. Now I'm kind of shifting to, I kind of want the European Tiger Force.
Well, I think
it, I mean,
I think I've convinced the guys. There's a guys from the UK and Ireland who I just ran into, and I think they're probably coming to the show this November.
Nice.
Hopefully they bring a carry-on full of
That's exactly
a what pallet.
Cuz he'll have enough, he needs enough time to restock.
Yeah.
List out the Night Force.
List out the Night Force?
Yeah, what are
they? So name the Night Force guys.
Wow, here we go.
All right, so you got Falcon, Repeater, Shockwave, Outback, Crazy Legs, Psych Out, Spearhead Max.
Did you do Tunnel Rat?
Did not do Tunnel Rat.
For the record, Devin would have already had this list done.
Well,
I don't know.
You're at...
I'm at 8. There's what, 12, right?
There's 12?
Was Dialtone one?
No.
Oh, yeah, there is 12. Yeah, 3.
Why am I drawing? Charbroil, Lightfoot.
Oh, Sniper. Did you already say Low Light?
He's not in it.
What? Okay, nope. I'm 0-2. I'm
sure. So I'm forgetting 2.
Not Joe Guy.
No. Let's talk Turtles.
Night Force Turtles.
Welcome to Turtle Talk.
Who am I forgetting? I said Crazy Legs. That's like.
What'd you get? Like,
oh, what? Sneak Peek.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
He's just sneaking a peek.
Yeah. He's actually off topic because I can't remember the last one, but Sneak Peek was actually designed after a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the story behind that?
I think the kid was sick and he always wanted to be a Joe.
Oh,
and
cool.
They made him into one. Like the face.
So is that like in the Dan's book?
That might be.
Because what are those books called? Dan Klingensmith Jr.? He's got some killer Joe books.
Man, they're great. They're so good.
I back him on. I back every Kickstarter he does. Yeah. Maybe not in the very beginning because I didn't know about him.
Right.
And then once I learned, I back all of them. So if you don't know, there are some really good history on G.I. Joes. Well, the same with Carson Metaxas.
Oh, yeah.
But he's more about the art and the history. And
yeah.
So, I mean, they're both amazing.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Are there vehicles?
Night Force?
Yeah.
There's a ton of Night Force vehicles.
I'll be the first to admit I can't even remember the names of them. I know you get what, the Night Ray, the Boomer.
There's the Night Boomers, the Sky Striker, repurposed.
Right.
And so... Well, so explain a little bit more. These were, Night Force came out in 2 years. Was it 88 and 89?
Yep.
And they were exclusive to Toys R Us.
Correct.
So they were all black with glow-in-the-dark stickers. Mm-hmm. Usually the missiles or guns or bombs were orange.
Yep.
And just repurposed.
Cobra, you know, Joe vehicles.
So the Night Boomer is the Sky Striker. Yep. Now, I'm not going to get all these... Right.
Oh, 100%.
So there's the Night Ray.
Which was the...
There's the Night Shade.
Which was the shark.
Okay. Then there's... Is there a Night Rhino for some reason?
No, that was later on. That was a redo of the
Oh, that's Warthog. Right. That's the Warthog.
Was the Whale ever
That's
redone?
A good one.
Whale was Night Force.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was Night Force, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a...
One for three.
Night Whale.
It is not. Night Striker.
Night Striker. The Persuader. Or did we say that or no?
They did the Maggot.
The Maggot.
So you're looking over at me.
I'm just...
Triple T.
Terrible with Joe.
Oh, yeah, they did the... Yeah.
And what was the 12th figure name? You could say anything, and I'd be like, oh, that's cool.
That's right.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It's DJ.
No, it's not DJ.
Well, I know it's not DJ.
It's Al.
It's huh. not... It's
Like, I'm in, like, trying to envision the two packs.
Leadfoot. That's... Snorlax. That's...
Oh, no, that was the...
That was the Hibernator.
Snack Eyes.
Hibernator.
Snack Eyes.
Oh, yeah. But Night Force is money.
Yeah, Night Force is cool.
But it's really the Sky Striker, the Whale, and the Moray.
Yeah.
And is the top. And then you could pick up the Shark affordably, the Maggot affordably.
It's nothing.
The Whale's probably insane.
The Persuader.
Yeah.
No, but I still think, because I've had the veins for the Night Force Whale, and that's the Night Striker, pretty sure. They're stronger.
Did it come, the Night Force version of the Whale, did it come with the same sled and bike? All
yeah,
that?
Everything was the same. Just
really?
Different colors.
Well, they reversed the hull colors.
Right.
So on a regular whale, it's black and green.
So it's green and black.
Yeah. It's they just inverted.
Flip-flop.
So if you really wanted to do a true Night Force, you take the Whale bottom, which is black, with the Night Force top, right. Then it's all black. And then put the stickers on.
Somebody's had to have done that. And or then, just painted their
I'm
whale.
Sure.
And then there was a prototype Night Drome. Just kidding. It's a Night Force Terradrome.
Yeah.
Technodrome.
It's a Night Force flag. I'm sure somebody's customized one.
You know,
I've seen some
there's
killer customs.
Think of the stuff we did over the years. Somebody's done everything.
Oh, yeah.
At some point.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a little kid, and it was probably a Night Force figure. I was like, man, this Joe's cool. You know, had all this black camo on and everything. Parents wouldn't buy paint or anything like that. You're not messing up your toys. I remember my grandparents had this jar of ink that they would pour out in this little pad or whatever. And I remember just taking my G.I. Joes or my Turtles and just pouring this ink all over them. And for about 5 minutes, it looked really cool.
Every time you touch them, it's everywhere.
Evidence everywhere, all over the carpet, TV. It was so bad.
So what were you telling me earlier, Andy? Because if we're talking about Night Force, you told me that you had written a letter to Hasbro when you were a kid suggesting this line before it existed.
What?
I 100% did when I was a kid. And this is no BS. This is no trying to get ratings.
Are you listening now, Hasbro?
Or whatever you want to call it. 100% when I was a kid. I wrote to Hasbro, and I said, it would be cool if you took Joe's and made them in darker colors. Joe captured Cobra vehicles, and
flip it around a little
painted them dark. And I was like, a good name for this line would be Night Force.
No, so you had the name, too? I didn't hear that part.
And I mean, lightning strike me if I'm lying.
Have you, like, ran into Kirk or anybody at a show and said, hey, you remember that letter you guys got? You
know? Well, I mean, so I reached out to Dan. I told him the story. He, on Instagram, we're going back and forth. And I said, man, 100%. I was like, I wrote this letter when I was a kid. And, you know, he said he doesn't have any knowledge of anyone writing a letter. But I was like, man, if you could ever find out anyone to ask, I was like, I'm not looking for anything. I don't want anything. I just want
some validation.
That's it.
Can we prove that you took my idea?
I don't even care.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sounds like you care a little bit.
I would care a little bit.
Like,
I mean, that's
like, dude, I just want to know if someone read
G.I.
my
Joe
letter. That's all
that
I want.
Know G.I. Joe
like, as a kid, like, I just want that part of my kid is still in me. Like, I just want to know if someone read my letter.
Well, I'm not going to name a company or who suggested this, but I know for a fact somebody told a company an idea. The company said, and this is a company that allowed you to do like me doing the thing with the comics.
Right.
You buy the run, as long as they approve of the idea. Mm-hmm. This company told them, yeah, no, we just would never do that. And then they did exactly that. Mm. And then there was no repercussion. So yeah. It's almost like you would have to have them sign a non-disclosure. They could just tell you to go take a hike, and then we won't sell you product anymore.
Or what is it, like the poor man's copyright where you send the letter to yourself and date it?
To prove that.
Right, that proved it.
Does that still work?
So say you're a toy store, and I'm just going to make this up. Let's just say you're Hasbro, Justin's Hasbro, and I'm little old toy store.
Right.
And Hasbro's willing to do exclusives if you buy the run. And I tell you my idea, and you say, nah, we don't think it's a good idea. Right. We're not going to do it. I was like, oh, that stinks. And then 6 months later, you do exactly my idea. And then I try to raise a stink and, oh, you know what? We're just not going to sell Transformers, G.I. Joe, and Star Wars to you anymore.
Right.
I can't risk that.
Right.
So then
you got no.
So it doesn't
dog
go
in the fight, no leg to stand
so
on.
So they had this power over this individual, and it just, and it wasn't just one idea; it was multiple ideas, and they did all of the ideas.
That's so shady.
So it's almost sad that if you share something.
Oh.
It's almost like you have to be careful who you talk to and be prepared to do. Even if you're going to make something, like, I mean, even when we do guest announcements, we don't tell anybody.
Right.
Because then shows try to take guests away from you.
Right.
And even if they're not intentionally meaning to let any information out, it just naturally slips. Happens.
And so. Then, you know, if you talk things in this, but yeah, like I learned to not even say certain ideas.
Oh, you can't.
Or somebody will try to, you know. It was like my father's manufactured many things in his line of work, and he was like, you have 6 months before your product is ripped off. And even the biggest companies, whether it's Lego or Hasbro, or Fig Arts, or they're getting ripped off, and they got fancy lawyers.
Oh, yeah.
And representatives in all these countries trying to make sure, and it still happens. Yeah. I mean, I've seen Sideshow Hot Toys exclusives with the Sideshow exclusive item that comes as the add-on item if you buy their version, and there's people selling that exclusive item. They're just running overages in the factory.
Yep.
So it's like you don't have to buy that version and just... now, it won't be in the box and from the collectible standpoint, but the guy wants that extra hand or the gauntlet.
Or someone that doesn't want to open their original.
Right.
You know, might go for the KO route.
Yeah, but it's just a little, you know, just something to think about. It's like always just keep your cards a little close if you have a good idea, and then just make sure you protect yourself and cover your bases and trust who you share your ideas with. If you plan to do something unique, or because they will. I will rip you off.
We do have a lot of ideas.
I have so many ideas. I just don't know.
I've got a list.
You're out of time. There's not enough hours
it's like,
on the clock for all your
ideas. I just need to shoot them to people who can make them happen.
Right.
Like, yeah, it's just, it's only so many hours in a day. And then as the store keeps expanding and growing, you know, you focus on.
You need more people to do your bidding.
This is true.
But you've got a good crew now.
Yeah.
You got an amazing crew.
Oh, no, everybody. And it's all organic.
Yeah.
It's very strange. It's all natural. It's very strange how it all happens.
Well, it's like because there's a ton of people that want to work here, and then it always just comes back to, and it's a lot of younger people, and it's, I'm not opposed to, you know, it's just do you have the knowledge?
I'd say everybody that works for you has the breadth of knowledge in everything. But each person has like a depth of knowledge in something. Multiple things.
Right?
No, without a doubt. But then it's being comfortable enough with whoever it is. Like it takes time for me to be.
You got to build trust.
Well, you're trusting with your livelihood. I mean, right? You know, if the ship sinks, look what
to give somebody a key to the, you know, door or the register, or to trust being 50 feet away and two units over. So, but it's just something, it's almost like, how do I know if a gun's repro? It's a feeling.
Yeah.
Water test.
And the trust, well, that's not 100%. But
yeah, see, blue, black.
Yep, there we go.
But it's the same way with an employee.
Right.
Like I'll have the feeling, and then we're good.
So you got the touch.
Yep. Hooked on a feeling.
Got the power.
Sleeveless in Seattle.
Yep. You asked everybody what their items are. What is your grail item?
So I collect turtles and Batman. Batman's a little bit of a hodgepodge, but turtles, vintage and modern. And I've gotten to a point where I'm good with the vintage, but my grail item for turtles isn't actually something that I have to go back and get. One of the very few toys, because my parents didn't save anything. We moved a lot, and I have the very first Raphael that my grandfather bought me at a Kmart down in Central Florida. And beat up, disgusting, tore up. But I've got a couple graded pieces. I don't have everything displayed right now, but I've got a couple graded pieces that are out. But right in the center, I've got a little acrylic case in that first Raphael I can remember getting. And that's soft cool. head. And the cool thing about it, I don't know if people know this, the very, very first run, and I'm sure Matt can correct me, was in Macau. And people are searching after those turtles because if they're stamped Macau on the bottom, those are like the first of the first runs.
Yeah, I think that's maybe correct. I just think they had three different places doing it at once.
But that Raphael, I mean, it's a Macau, and that's what started my, you know, I wanted all four brothers Macau. And then see, Ryan, 2 years ago, helped me complete Michelangelo with the beaded nunchucks. That
oh, that's right.
People don't believe they 100% exist.
Yeah.
And I've got two. One's broke, but I've got them on a...
Yeah, no, it came in here, and I think I had it in my office or something. Yeah,
and they're now sitting in a little case next to that Raphael of my grandfather.
But it's not common.
No, that's the only time I've ever seen it was when it came into your store. And I think that was during COVID.
It's not common because they're broken. That's why they changed. It's the first run is beaded, and then they changed it because they broke so quickly.
But, I mean, you never
You never see beaded.
I mean, even broken in the bottom of boxes, you never see beaded.
Yeah, no, I had... I guess that one that I was aware of, and then you got it.
Yeah, so yeah, that's my grill.
You also have a Hungry Hungry Turtles game.
Yeah, so interesting. We have these Christmas parties. They're great. And Travis always goes out and does like these weird custom figures. I don't know if you guys have shown any or done anything. He makes them for the guys, but Andy this year stepped it up for me and Matt and got this tchotchke bootleg Hungry Hungry Hippos game, but made it Ninja Turtles somehow. The most ugly board game you've ever seen, but one of the coolest things I think in my collection, because not only did my friend make it, but it's so ugly you have to love it.
It was the coolest thing in my collection, but I'm finding out in real time that it's one of two and not one of one.
You knew it was one of two.
You've got look, yours was Leonardo themed, mine was Raphael. Right? So it's one of one.
At least you got one.
Yeah.
You don't like turtles.
I know, I'm just saying.
Should have made him a star.
He got a custom Boss Hogg.
Yeah, so we had this idea, or did you make the name up? Or
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
We were just thinking of names, and it was funny, back and forth, and then it's Bosk
Hogg, Boss Hogg, from Star Wars,
but Bosk.
Okay.
So it was Bosk Hogg, and we're like, we got to make a shirt, and then we go in like TeePublic or somewhere, and it already existed.
And I also said what Willy Wonka.
Yeah, and then he had Willy Wonka.
That's so good.
And they were already all there. Everybody else is. Had a little bit too much fun and started making up names, and so there's already a shirt for it.
Or did Andy write a letter about it some time ago, and then they stole your idea?
He did write a letter to the T-shirt guy.
You never know.
Mr. Public.
Well, a lot of hating over there.
No hate.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll say this for Andy's ideas.
But I have his Boss Hogg. It's hanging in the office.
I don't remember seeing this at the Christmas party.
Really?
Is it a Bosk head on, like...
It's a Bosk head with the hands on a Boss Hogg figure.
It's like the 375 Mego, right?
Yeah.
With a custom card back.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah, got a bubble. It has a file card on the back.
The ideas for this year's Christmas party. I can't wait.
Yeah. I can't wait. What were you going to say? You said you were saying something.
Well, you were talking about, you know, your idea getting stolen, Ryan going and talking about companies. And I remember right before we stopped where I moved, really, and we lost our custom shed.
Right.
We had messed around with some zombie figures.
Yep.
And we were taking apart figures and this and that, and we made a very close, it looked almost exactly like Zombie Merle from The Walking Dead. The way we had the guts out, everything. Yeah. And we were taking pictures and sharing. It was cool.
Is that before they did a zombie?
And 6 months later, man, I'm telling you, if I'm lying, I'm dying. That same figure, Andy's sitting there tooling like these guts. It was almost a one for one.
So that was when Walking Dead was like, I mean,
it was hot.
Fire.
Right. I mean, now you can't get
everything zombies. So that was like three days ago. I bought a nice Walking Dead collection.
Really?
But the funny thing is, it never sold. It just became dead. Mm-hmm. Or I'm selling them for $10, which is below cost. Dead.
Right.
But all of a sudden they started selling. And I was like, I'm dwindling down through all the back stock. And I was like, they're also selling for $10-$15,
yeah.
Which,
well, I remember,
but they're selling.
What brought them back in popularity? I mean, what, the new shows, I guess?
I don't know. But so somebody brought them in and they, you know, they were $20. They weren't, but I needed new ones.
It's like when the first Daryl figure came out. It was
Daryl,
like,
and what was it, Black and White or Bloody Rick or something was the money figure.
So the first release had that wider card.
Right.
And then there was a black and white Daryl or Rick.
Rick. Yeah.
And that was like $200-$300.
Yeah.
So I remember in your old store, you had a Daryl behind the counter. It was like $200-$300.
Yeah. Well, see, Daryl was high and then they re-ran him. But I don't think he got like the squirrel.
Or the ear necklace or something.
Or the ear, Didn't he have like a satchel of squirrels or some squirrel?
Yeah, because I think he shot him in the show and ate him or something.
I still have that 10-inch Daryl that you touched up the wings on his vest for me.
I think Dolph Lundgren in Universal Soldier had an ear necklace.
He did.
Yeah.
NECA, one of their loot boxes or something, you got the soap on the rope necklace.
Oh, I have that over there.
You still have one?
It's on the ground.
Should take that to Retro.
Was that a loot crate?
I don't remember if it was a loot crate. It came in something, but I've always wanted it. Like, is it vanilla scented? Is it good soap?
All I know,
it terrible?
You could take it. It's been there long enough.
It's vintage now.
Well, in the old store, I don't know what it was, when loot crate was on fire and everybody was buying them.
You had bins of it.
Then
the Spirit of Splinter.
People just kept bringing it all in. And I was getting all, it was like, and in the beginning, I was eager to get product. And then some lady brings me like 50 of this Tetris thing. And
I remember those.
I was like 50. And then I was like, she's like, oh, I bought like hundreds of loot crates. And then I just parted them all out. I was like, I guess that was a thing.
And here's all the stuff.
And then all I got was...
Yeah, here's the leftovers.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're still somewhere in C.
Some of the loot crates that are coming out still are pretty cool, though.
Oh, I think NECA bought loot crate.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some of them are great. Now, it takes a year or two to actually start getting them once you pay for them. But you know, once they come, they're
when's the next turtle thing?
Have not heard. I don't know.
Are they doing another one?
I don't know. Have you heard anything? I
mean, San Diego's coming up, right?
Well, the bunny suits and you got the different...
The
spirit I think those are the ones that you and I had done. Those are already done. I haven't heard them announce any new series of loot crates for them.
I will tell you, everything NECA Turtles is way down.
Really?
Way down.
Yeah.
Like even the exclusive stuff?
I don't know about all the box sets, all the movie Turtles, the Turtles in Time... Forget it.
So now would be the time to army build foot soldiers.
I just think it was so rare and so limited, and then there was, I think, such an uproar because nobody could get it, and then it was also the demand and COVID and everything was...
And they start
mass. And then they just ran it again.
They ran it.
And so, you know, satisfied demand, but then the secondary market, but, you know, economy and just the amount of sets and things coming in.
Look how many lines and how many companies... Do turtle stuff though.
What do you got? NECA, Super 7, Playmates is really making a comeback.
I mean, the best action.
Yeah.
You got
Loyal Subjects is best
who
action.
Who did the transforming Party Wagon.
That's Hasbro.
Is that an actual Hasbro?
Yeah.
See.
So speaking of turtles, you know how they're redoing the Technodrome?
Right. It's smaller.
Smaller.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
I saw that today.
Well, thank goodness it's not like one for one.
Like the eye is.
The whole thing is small.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't they just repurpose the molds? They have access to it.
There was talks of a fire at their factory and they lost a bunch of molds. Because like when they redid the pizza shooting turtles.
It's not the same?
You got Leo, Michelangelo, and Raph.
No,
they didn't
Donnie.
Have Don because they didn't have his
molds
still. Yeah.
So... have no fear, the vintage price of the Technodrome will still be.
But there. Talking to people, like, they're. I don't know how they make a mold of. I mean, that's a big mold.
That's right? Huge.
Yeah.
They're probably not going to invest in redoing that mold again. Because, like, for the National Joe Show,
right,
the official one that doesn't exist anymore, there was one year, it was 2007.
Mm.
It was the year. That Roddy Piper became a Joe.
Yep.
There was a tank set called Tanks for the Memories. And there was a Cobra Mauler and a Joe Mauler with a Cobra driver and a Joe driver. I don't know if it was heavy metal again or.
I can't remember. I just remember the whole situation.
And it was in Atlanta. I went to the show and you waited in line to get your exclusives and. You paid, or I don't know if I pre-bought this. I think you pre-bought it, so then you were in line to pick it up. Either way, when you got there, they handed you the drivers, and they said the tanks were delayed, and they will, but they promised them by Thanksgiving of that year.
Right.
Nope.
And then later on, they sent us a letter apologizing, refunding our entire money. We didn't even pay for the drivers. That the molds had been damaged and so
they broke.
Never ever going to get a mauler ever again.
Nope.
And those figures became even
like
back then $150, $200 a piece.
Yeah. Have they held strong even in today's?
I'd be they're probably like if you look up Tanks for the Memories or that it was, and that was the same year they did the Profit Director Destro.
Yeah.
Which I won't refer to it to the other name because
Arthur will not sign it.
Arthur Bernhardt, like who is the voice of Destro, just
hates that figure.
Yeah, and we love Arthur. So
Arthur's awesome.
Yeah, so good won't. But anyway, that was San Diego Comic Con put it out that year, as well as the JoeCon, and there was a silver and a gold version, and then as well as Piper, and that was the year they gave out an uncut. Kind of like proof sheet of the 25th card backs that had the Destro card in it.
That was such a good line.
I still have a bunch of those in my basement. They were free.
You have a bunch of shoeboxes full of figure stands, too.
Do I?
25th line.
Oh, yeah, because we never put stands with figures.
Yeah.
I have so much paperwork. I am going to get it sorted out so I could sell it. I don't need like 5,000 file cards. I just need one of each with variants.
With variants.
And then I could just find a way to put them in a binder and have it on the counter.
Just sell out
and people
binder.
Could go through and maybe they're $3 a card or $5 a card, whatever. Starduster, maybe it's not $5.
Yeah.
But all right. So is that, that wraps it? We're winding it down.
It was fun hanging out with you guys tonight.
Appreciate you coming on.
Guest appearance.
Gonna go hide behind the computer screen again.
well thanks for listening or watching, and tell a friend,
tell the mailman,
tell them
later.